agreement is part of the Army Reserve Employer Initiative, or Employer Agreement Initiative, where they seek to build an agreement between an organization and the Army Reserves to help recruit for the civilian positions for their Army Reservists. CBP is actually the first federal agency to enter into this agreement with the U.S. Army Reserves, and one of the reasons we were happy to do this is the uniqueness of the Army Reserve mission compares almost exactly with the uniqueness of CBP's mission. Many of the people that we're looking for to fill positions within CBP have the same job skills, same job skill requirements that that the Army Reserve provides with their soldiers.
Mr. Arata, it's very interesting that you have this this program coming up here, this arrangement. Not long ago, I joined a recruiter from CBP over in Arlington, Virginia. They were over at the employment center that the county sets up over there, and they were doing some recruiting there. Could you tell us about some of the skill sets and some of the qualities of work that people pick up in the Army that would translate very well to the work of CBP?
Sure. Right off the bat, you know, U.S. Army Reserves have a law enforcement mission, as does CBP. So right off the bat, we seek our frontline positions with Border Patrol agents, Customs Border Protection officers, Air and Marine Interdiction agents, our agriculture specialists. So right off the bat, the uniqueness of the military police mission lines up very closely with the uniqueness of our frontline positions. However, we are also looking for mission operations and support folks, people like mechanics, human resource management, logistics management, contract specialists, all skills that are found in the units in the Army Reserve. I'm looking at a document that was handed to me yesterday for Texas. We're looking to fill some hard to fill jobs down in Texas, and there are a significant amount of Army Reserve units that have the job skills that exactly what we're looking for in Texas. So the match between the location, skill, and our needs is pretty unique between the Reserves and CBP.
And yet the Reserves will enter into agreements with other agencies to try to get placement for some of their returning reservists?
Yes. I mean, we're the first and only federal agency right now that's entered this agreement, but they do have an agreement with other companies and also state and local governments.
You know, I think it's interesting because there is a fairly high unemployment rate, especially for people that went into, say, the Reserves or into the military when they were just out of high school. Maybe they really haven't had a steady career pattern. So is that the kind of person you're looking for, or are you looking for the more seasoned reservist, somebody with a little more age and a little more mileage on them?
Well, I think one of the unique things any veteran brings to any job, not just within CBP, is that even if they're a young age or a more seasoned service member, they've been through some significant training, and they've been through some active duty time, whether they're reservist or a National Guard member or active duty. And quite frankly, the majority of our military members have seen overseas duty right now, where it's not the traditional process where I think that we think of it, reserve forces, that they're not on active duty, not spending a lot of time doing their job skills. Right now, they are doing that. So even if you have that younger service member, more than likely, they have seen some extended active duty time where they are using the job skill that they're trained for. And quite frankly, and we all know the military trains their personnel very well. So
age is not relevant to you?
I don't think it is, because I think you're going to get experience from the newer folks as well as the more seasoned folks. And you know, the flip side of that is it's a good thing for the Army Reserves as well, because once there are employees, we've trained them in their job skill here as well. So we're extending an experienced, seasoned CBP employee back to the Army Reserves to help their units with the job skill set that they bring from their civilian jobs.
We're talking this morning to Joe Arata. He's the Assistant Director for National Recruitment with Customs and Border Protection, about their new agreement with the Army Reserve.
Mr. Arata, it says here that you have about 11,000 job openings that you're trying to fill in the agency. How many, on average, do you fill with people from the Army Reserves with that kind of a background, do you know?
Well, I mean, for the ongoing recruitment effort, I couldn't give you that exact number. Okay. I will tell you that we have about 9% of our workforce now presently are military reservists, whether it be in any of the branches for the reserves or National Guard, and about 23% of our present workforce are military veterans.
And so you obviously have a preference in this area, and they like outdoor work, and they probably, maybe even some of them ride horses. So, I mean, you really, I think, are looking for job skill here.
That's correct. And, Jane, why do you always have to bring up horses?
Because I like horses. Because you do ride horses at Customs and Border Protection, and I relate to that.
I know. That's come up in our previous interview with horses.
It's always going to come up because I like horses. Well, this is a good agreement, and I think it will help both you and the reservists coming back. Now, do the reservists need to be separated from the Army to do this, or if they can still be on, reserve where they're maybe on standby duty and they go for the training however often they do it?
They can still remain in the reserves. Like I said, we have approximately 9% of our workforce now are members of the military reserve or National Guard. We fully support that, and we've had our citizen soldiers from CBP deployed overseas. So they will be able to maintain their status with their reserve units.